Well, hey again, you guys, rest yourselves. Rest yourselves. You're the champs. You can have chairs. Hey again, guys, I got to hang out with the kids earlier. We got quick pictures, but we are excited to have you guys here at the White House. We're in the state room. You know, the state dining room is where we greet special official guests, and you guys count as our special official guests. We're excited to have you here. I want to start by thanking all of you kids for joining us here at the White House today. Tell me the organizations you're representing. Somebody? I like that. You guys are from all over the place. Some here, some from all over the country, right? Well, thanks for coming and visiting us. I also want to thank the members of the LA Galaxy soccer team for taking the time to come and answer some questions and share some wisdom and some advice for all of you. So let's give them a big round of applause. So as soccer players, you know who these guys are, don't you? They're pretty cool, right? They are some of the best soccer players in the entire country and the entire world. Amazing, huh? And they're here. They're right there. And I want to congratulate them, join in with my husband in congratulating them on winning the third MLS Cup. Very cool. But one of the things I want you guys to remember, all the kids here to remember, is that these stars were not born superstar athletes, you know? They weren't superstar soccer players from the beginning. In fact, many of them started out just like many of you. Playing on a team at school or just kicking a ball around on the playground with their friends. But they stuck with it. And I tell this to my girls all the time. I mean, you get to the point when there are things that you enjoy, they get to the point where they start getting hard. That's when you know you're getting good. And you have to stick through it, even when it starts getting hard. For some of you, soccer has always been fun, will always be fun, but sometimes when you start growing, you get to the point where you really have to work hard. Well, they all hit that wall, and they stuck with it. They practice for hours every day, doing all their drills and scrimmages, doing everything that their coaches and mentors told them to do, and that's how they got to be national champions. But remember, they didn't do all of this just because they wanted to win their games. All right, winning is great, right? We all know how to win, right? Winning is the easiest thing in the world to do. But what is the toughest thing? Is learning how to lose, right? So they didn't do it just to win. They didn't do it because they wanted to grow up to be famous. They played soccer because they loved the sport. And they played because it was challenging and fun and because it made them feel strong and healthy. And that's what sports like soccer are all about. And they're learning about new skills, right? I mean, they're learning how to compete. They're learning how to lose gracefully, how to win with dignity. All of that stuff is important with sports. And that's one of the reasons why when the weather is nice, because it was raining, we were supposed to be outside, but they said there would be thunderstorms. We're usually outside. We've been hosting all kinds of fitness activities and clinics on the South Lawn. Have some of you guys participated in those? Nobody's had, I thought we've had some, yeah, we've had some fun on the South Lawn. We were supposed to be out there today, but because they projected thunderstorms, we thought we wouldn't have you out there getting struck by lightning. That wouldn't look good. So we brought you inside, but we've been hosting these clinics on the South Lawn, which is our backyard here at the White House, because we want to show kids just like you that there are all kinds of ways to be active and that being active is also a whole lot of fun. So a lot of what we do, while there's soccer drills and things like that going on, we're doing a lot of playing around and laughing and realizing that that's what being healthy is about. It's not always work. Most of the time, it's a lot of fun. And that's also why in connection with the Olympic and Paralympic Games that are coming up, you guys know about that. You know that we're going to be in London competing with teams all across the world. You know that? And I'm going to be leading the delegation. I'm not playing a sport or anything. I am not an Olympian. But I get to lead the delegation that represents the United States. But as part of the Olympic Games, the U.S. Soccer Federation has made a really important commitment that I got to announce yesterday. They're going to be working to help increase opportunities for kids to get involved in a whole variety of sports, especially soccer. Soccer has really stepped up. They're going to be hosting more clinics and more after-school programs in cities all across the country so that more kids like you get exposure to opportunities that maybe normally you wouldn't, or it gives you a little more excitement to get even more committed into your sport. Because the Federation also knows, and these guys up here know, that being active and learning new skills doesn't just help you become a better soccer player or a better athlete. It gives you the energy that you need to keep you from getting sick, to do well in school, to be able to focus on your bigger dreams, because there is life after soccer. There is something more important than sports, and that's becoming a well-rounded person, right? And being healthy and eating the right foods and staying active is a part of that. And that's what everybody here is trying to promote. And that's why I'm so pleased with our U.S. Olympic Federation and all the teams that have made a commitment to invest in kids like you across the country. So that's one of the reasons why we're here. But we're also here because this team, these guys, they wanted to talk to you. They're here because they were getting congratulations from the president, but they also said they wanted to talk to kids just like you. And I'm really pleased that you guys are so interested in taking the time, not just to play the game, but to spend time with young people, talking to them about a whole range of things. So they are here for you. And I'm going to leave and let them step up, but feel free to ask them any kind of questions. And I've already talked to you all. You all are not shy. None of them are, right? So speak up, ask questions, ask about anything you have on your mind. Don't be nervous. You're at home, all right? And have fun, okay? And keep playing hard, working hard, doing well in school, and eat your vegetables, all right? All right, I'm going to get out of here and let these guys take over. Thanks so much.
That real quick. Hi guys. I'm Shelly again, right? We met early. We've been practicing. We've been quizzing these guys a little bit on their practice habits and their eating habits and so forth. And before we throw it out to questions, guys, I had a question that I wanted to go down the line and ask you guys. Actually, it's four things you got to remember. So four things I need you to tell the kids. Number one, and I know these guys know who you are, but just in case. So your name, how long you've been with the LA Galaxy, your favorite activity besides playing soccer, because, you know, cross training is important, right? Yeah. So favorite activity besides playing soccer and your favorite healthy snack. So name, how long you've been with the team, favorite activity besides soccer and favorite healthy snack. You want to start down here?
Hi, my name is AJ De La Garza. This is my fourth year with the LA Galaxy. My favorite activity would be probably running around with my dog in the dog park. And my favorite healthy snack would be pineapples.
Hey, everyone. I'm Todd Donovan. This is my fifth season playing with the Galaxy. My favorite activity would probably be ping pong. I used to always play with my brother. And then favorite snack has got to be any kind of berry. Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries. We got some love out there.
All right. Hi, guys. My name is Landon Donovan. I've been with the team. God, I'm getting old. I think this is my eighth year with the LA Galaxy. My favorite activity, like AJ, I have dogs at home. I love walking along the beach with my dogs. It's one of my favorite things to do, and it's good exercise in the meantime. My favorite healthy snack, I really love fruit, so pretty much any fruit I'll eat and love. Yes. Yes.
Hi, guys. I'm David Beckham. I've been with the Galaxy. This is my sixth season, so 6 years. I have four children. I have a 13-year-old boy, a 9-year-old boy, a 7-year-old boy, and a 9-month-old little girl. So my favorite activity is spending time with them at the park, playing soccer, of course. And my favorite snack would have to be, when I was your age, I was told that carrots will make me see in the dark. So I love carrots.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sean Franklin. I'm in my fifth season with the LA Galaxy. Besides soccer, I like playing basketball. And probably my favorite healthy snack is trail mix, but the bag that has the M&Ms in it.
My name is Mike McGee. This is my fourth year with the LA Galaxy. You know, like David, I have a 2-year-old daughter. And I think my favorite thing is, chasing her around the house and playing games with her. And my favorite healthy snack is definitely mangoes.
Thank you. All right. Anybody like mangoes? Yeah. Who's had mangoes? Oh, good. This is a good group. We got some groups that they don't even know what a mango is. You guys are on it. Very good. Well, this is the time that you guys get to ask questions. I know some of you guys have some questions, and I need you to raise your hand, and then we're going to get a microphone, right? So we want you to speak into the microphone so everyone can hear. So who has a question? All right, let's start in this section over here, and then we'll go around. Wait till we get the microphone.
My question is, is it hard to play soccer and be a professional one?
All right, I'm going to start since I'm not the oldest, but been here the longest. It is at times very hard, yes. How old are you? You're 9. So at your age, it was very easy for most of us because it was just fun, no responsibility, and you can just enjoy it in that way. When you get older as a professional, there's a lot of hard work that comes along. So maybe if you see us play on a Saturday afternoon, you think, oh, that's great. But meanwhile, what's happening all week is we're working very hard so that we're ready to play on Saturday. So it's still very fun. It's fun in a little bit different way. You have to work a little harder. But I don't think any of us would be doing this still if we didn't enjoy it. So yeah, we like it.
Let's take a question from this section. How about this young lady on the inside here? Yeah. Can we we'll get a microphone over there?
My question is, what inspired you to play soccer?
What inspired you? Someone want to start on that one? Maybe someone over here?
I'll start. It was Christmas of 1994, and my mom had bought me a World Cup tape of all the games, those highlights, and I would watch it over and over. I would watch it before club soccer games, high school games. That was like my motivation that got me going. And ever since that video, I've enjoyed soccer. And I thank my mom for starting, helping my career.
Great. Anybody else? What inspired you?
Six years older than me, and I want to do everything that he did, and not only do it, but do it better than him. We were really competitive, so we always, I said ping pong was my favorite thing. We'd play that all day long. We'd play soccer, basketball, every sport you can think of, and soccer was his main sport, and so I just try to follow in his footsteps.
Great. Thank you. How about this section? All right. How about... Can we get the young man in the back? There we go.
I have a question for Landon. When was your first game with LA Galaxy?
Do you want to take a guess?
No.
No? It might have been before you were born. How old are you?
How old?
You're 8? So it was probably you're probably maybe 1 year old. My first game was in 2005. And it was very exciting for me because I had played in Germany before that and then in Northern California, but I'm from Los Angeles, so I had a chance to come play for my hometown team, which is really cool as an athlete. All my friends and family were there, and I got to play. It was fun. Good question.
Tell us your name and where you're from.
Christian.
And where are you from?
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Wonderful. Yes. Thank you. And then we'll take someone from over here, and if you'll tell us your name and where you're from, that would be great.
My name is Demontre Blesso.
Yeah, we don't need him. That's right.
My name is Demontre Blesso, and I'm from St. Louis. All right, David Beckham. What did it take to become the man that you are today?
Look out, media.
I think the president's got some competition. It took a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, because when we were all your age, which for myself was quite a few years ago, I wanted to enjoy myself playing soccer. I loved playing soccer. It was something that I always wanted to do and to be a soccer player. So there was a lot of hard work involved, but I wanted to enjoy the sport. I wanted to enjoy doing something like soccer and continue to do it. So I was very lucky throughout my career. I stayed dedicated. I had a lot of good people around me, family, my friends. But it's about hard work. It's about looking after yourself. It's about eating the right things, drinking the right things, and working hard. And the enjoyment part is the biggest part. So, and I still love playing soccer like I did when I was your age. Thank you.
Great question. Let's come back over here. I think we had a question. Second row on the end here. Second row on the end. Let's come right here.
What position do you play?
My position is on the right of midfield. It's a position where you don't score that many goals, but you have a lot of assists. So that's what I tell the coach anyway.
Right. Team's important, right, guys? The whole team. All right, let's go back over here. Got a question from this section right here, second row.
How does your coach coach you?
Great question. Yeah, let's take that one. Yeah.
Since he's over there in the corner, he's a very good coach, one of the greatest coaches ever in the United States. He was a national team coach. He used to coach DC United here. When I was growing up, I was born in DC, and my favorite team growing up was DC United, and he was the head coach then, and it's fun to play with him now.
Anybody else want to take that one? They're not touching it, coach. They're not touching it. All right. We got some great youth coaches right here in this room. So how about let's have a hand for your coaches, right? Yeah. Awesome. These coaches are so important to the programs. So make sure you thank them every day for sure. How about over here? We have another question over here. Yes, sir.
What inspire you to be in this team?
Mike, you take one.
Mike?
That's a good question. I think a lot of things inspire you growing up. But you know, I was from Chicago, so I think growing up, watching Michael Jordan and, you know, seeing the things that team did and the way they competed and kind of inspired me to be active and play sports. And obviously I'm playing a different sport now, but I think that was a pretty big influence for me.
Great. Thank you. All right, who's got another question? Right up here, right? Yep, second row here. Yes. Okay. I knew we'd get to you.
Well, this is for David Beckham. Because, I'm a Madrid fan, so I just wanted to tell you that, why did you move from Madrid?
I moved from Madrid because I used to play for Manchester United for 12 years, and then I moved from Manchester United to Real Madrid. where I played for 4 years, and I won the championship in my last year. And then I had the opportunity to come to this great country for a different challenge and playing a sport that is not one of the biggest sports in the country. And I love a challenge. I love being part of a team. I've got great teammates, great coaching staff, great fans. So I wanted to come play here and be successful here and win a championship. And it's one of the reasons why we're in the White House today, because we won the championship. So that's one of the reasons why I moved.
Great. Have you all been to a professional soccer game? Who's been to a professional soccer game? All right, most of you, but not quite all of you. So that's a good aspiration to get you guys to a game for sure. All right, any question over here? How about the young lady here? With the orange shirt underneath.
Hello, my name is Jada, and this is for David Beckham. Do you inspire your kids to be the best?
Another great question. Of course. You know, when I was growing up, I wanted, you know, to look up to role models such as some of the great soccer players that played for our country and played for Manchester United, which was the team that I supported. So I think it's important for children to have role models, like Mike was saying about Michael Jordan. It's always important to have someone to look up to and aspire to be. And I hope you've all got someone that you look up to and aspire to be, because it's very important in life and in sport.
Great, good question. All right, while we're over here, let's the gentleman in the second, or the third row, I guess, while we're over on this side. Tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Santez Williams. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. This is for Mike. Is it any kind of food that you like to eat before the game?
Ah, good one.
Yeah, I tend to always eat the exact same thing on game days. I start off every day eating cereal, which I don't know if that's maybe the best thing, but I enjoy it. And then always pasta and fruits. I mean, I try not to eat too much because I don't want to be full. And, you know, I'm not that fast of a guy to begin with, so I don't want to eat too much and be slowed down. So I just try to eat just the right amount.
I know the First Lady obviously talks a lot with the Let's Move campaign about the importance of great good nutrition and good physical activity and the importance of both. And you guys have to live that every day. And so it's about what you put in your body that you know is how you get the most out of it. And if you guys have to really learn that, like, did you pay attention to that earlier in your careers, or has that been part of kind of an evolution for you? In on the fuel part, the nutrition part?
That's a good question, because I think when you're younger, as you guys probably experience, you can kind of get away with eating whatever because you have lots of energy. And but as you start to get a little older, you realize how important what you put in your body is. And unfortunately, as you get older, you can't get away with eating whatever because you don't feel well if you do. And especially as athletes, if you don't eat right, you're not going to be able to play in the game right. And so if you guys are all coming to a game and excited to watch us and we haven't taken care of ourselves and eaten properly the night before or the same day, we're not going to perform well, and it's going to be disappointing for everyone. So aside from that, above all of that, I believe it's more enjoyable to put things in your body that make you feel good. And I think the more you can experiment and see what's healthy and what also can taste good, because there's a lot of healthy foods that taste very good, you'll not only be a better and healthier person, but you'll feel a lot better too.
Great. Great. More questions. All right, we got some up front here. How about right here? Then we'll go here. Your name and where you're from first.
Hi, my name is Ingrid Malvar. I'm from Washington, D.C. What's your favorite skill you like to do the best?
Favorite drill. Soccer skill?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
This might not be as glamorous as most people would think, but there's three defenders up here. So not only have to do good things with the ball, but we also have to take it from the other team. So for us, tackling is a big thing. So tackling is actually a skill, and defending is a skill, and you can't win championships without good defending. So I think for all the defenders, we like a good tackle.
Right, now we had another question right up front here.
This is for Landon.
Name and where you're from.
My name is Francisco, and I'm from the United States.
Wonderful. Francisco from the United States of America.
Are you ready with your match versus Brazil?
Am I what?
Ready versus Brazil.
Am I ready for the match versus Brazil? Hi, Francisco. Nice to meet you. He's asking, I also play, actually a number of us have played for our countries also. So we play for the Galaxy in Los Angeles, but David also plays for England. Us three also play, actually everyone up here besides David plays for America. And we have a match actually back here in DC against Brazil at the end of May, which will be very fun. As most of you maybe know, Brazil is kind of known as one of the best teams in the world. And we're gonna play at FedEx Field, I think, where the Redskins play, which will be a lot of fun. So I'm excited about it, yes.
Right. I think in other words, Francisco is saying, y'all better be ready.
Yes, we'll be ready.
Be ready for Brazil. So we got time for one more question. Who haven't we gotten yet? How about in the back? Yep, in the back.
Hi, my name is Ramon, and I'm from El Salvador. This question is for all the players. What do you think soccer is mostly about?
Ah, nice.
Well, soccer is mostly about having fun. When you play at a professional level, it still needs to be about having fun. When you're your age, again, it's all about having fun. It's great to win. Like the first lady said, it's great to win, but you also have to learn how to lose gracefully. Because like I tell my children all the time, you can't win every game. But it's about enjoying yourself, it's about taking part, it's about looking after yourself and having fun.
I would say it's a lot. I say mentally, you really got to be in it. It's tough to be in a game 90 minutes, to have your head in every single play, being aware of every situation. You could be the best player on the field. You can have the best skills, but you also have to have it up here. And that's something that's tough to do over the course of a game. And I think that's one of the more important aspects of soccer.
I would definitely agree with what David said, you know, in terms of just enjoying playing. And, you know, obviously if you don't enjoy it and you're not having fun, then maybe you should find something that does enjoy or that you do have more fun doing. So, yeah, that's all.
Well, I think as an athlete, we all enjoy competitive games. We're competitors. That's why we do what we do. You want to win, and that's kind of what drives us.
For me, it's a lot about teamwork, and it's about relying on the guy next to you and backing up the guy next to you. If he slips, if he falls, you're right there to make the play for him, and vice versa. And anything you do in life, it's really hard to get ahead just relying on yourself. You have to rely on other people, work with other people, and sports is an amazing way to kind of learn those lessons and to thrive on, you know, the camaraderie that you get from being in a team. So for me, it's all about a team and sharing championships with, you know, these guys up here and all of our teammates. That's what you really enjoy. That's what I enjoy.
I agree with everybody up here. Certainly you have to enjoy it. I think the teamwork aspect is a lot of fun for me personally. There's a lot of individual sports people play, but there's something really special about getting together with a bunch of guys and doing something really special. And before we leave, I think the reason we're all here
is because we have these rings on. Did you guys all see these? Pretty cool, right? I'm going to hand this. Don't steal it. There's a lot of security here, but you guys can pass it around and look at it. Don't steal it, okay, Francisco? But the reason we're here is because we all came together as a team and did something really special. And that's a really cool feeling. And it's not just six guys here. It's 20-something other guys at home. It's all our coaching staff and the people who support us. And that's a really cool feeling to come together with a bunch of people and do something like that. So that's what I enjoy.
Looking at all of these kids who look up to you all on the stage, being a DC Scores coach, this is my eighth year coaching this group of kids right here from Brightwood. But anyways, what kind of advice would you give them? Like just one word or one sentence from each of you to just keep that momentum going. If you have one piece of advice that you could just give each of these kids in this room. Because obviously everybody in here is here for a reason. They love soccer. We love to play the game. We hate to lose, but we love to win. You know, that whole spiel. But just one thing that they could, that if you could say one thing to them, what would it be?
I'll start. My mom always said to me that if you don't enjoy it, don't do it. And I've heard a lot of guys say similar things in different ways today. And it seems like all you guys are soccer fans or may have played or do play, right? There's very few people who become professionals at this, but there's tens of millions of people who love this game and enjoy it. And if it's not this, find something you're passionate about, whether it's another sport, whether it's reading, whether it's writing, whether it's being a mathematician or a scientist. Find something you're passionate about and you love doing, and I think you go a long way in life.
Said it pretty well. Well, let's give one more round of applause for our wonderful LA Galaxy folks. Guys, thank you so much. Congratulations again. It's wonderful, and again, we're so proud to have you as wonderful spokespeople. Chris and I work with the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition, and so it's really important that from a youth sport standpoint, that we have great role models that these kids can look up to and gain such great wisdom from and learn from because you are doing it and living it every day. So thank you so much. Thank you.